The Securities and Exchange Commission is taking new steps to regulate high-speed trading on Wall Street, though it's not as if the head of the SEC is that worried, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The author Michael Lewis brought a lot of attention to high-speed trading with his book Flash Boys and his claim that the stock market is rigged. Many firms spend a lot of money to create their own super-fast connections to stock exchange computers so they can get information and can trade faster than the broader market. Critics say that's not fair. These traders also allegedly manipulate the market, for example, by quickly placing a flurry of trades and then canceling them. The chair of the SEC, Mary Jo White, yesterday, though, downplayed the idea that all this means that the stock market is rigged.
The clear message is the markets aren't rigged. We have the strongest, most resilient markets in the world. Again, doesn't mean they're perfect, and we obviously are constantly working on them to make them fairer and to better serve all investors.
White was speaking there to CNBC at a big financial markets conference in New York, where she proposed placing high-speed trading firms under more regulatory scrutiny. White also said she wants more oversight and transparency for what are called dark pools. If those sound mysterious, that's because they are. Dark pools are private electronic platforms where investors trade stocks away from the much more transparent stock exchanges. White said 35% of stock trading volume now is taking place inside these dark trading venues. Chris Arnold, NPR News.